As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and Pinocchio's nose is growing in Washington. Well, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, May the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then stick around, because you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647, that postal zip zone. Big shout out again this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information and the chat room can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. All of our archives are stashed away carefully for us at OracleBroadcasting.com, the homepage of this broadcasting network. Precious metals battered down as the big four banks cover shorts, crude and dollar down. Yeah, we'll go there as well. NATO airstrike butchers Gaddafi children, misses its prime targets. Obama issues a cover-up. Yeah, that's in the news too. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning, Agenda 21. We'll go back to that as well, and we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and so very much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Monday, May the 2nd, 2011. Hope you all had a nice May Day. May Day. May Day. Yeah, out there marching around with your red flag, aren't you? Anyway, actor trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $12.20. Absolute hammering on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and this morning. Gold down $12.20 at $1,553.50 an ounce, which isn't bad at all. Silver off $2.68 after it's already been mashed down about $3. I think they said about 10% drop over the weekend. $45.26 this morning. Platinum off $13. Nobody's getting spared here at $1,860. And palladium off $3 at $786. We're in there mashing around on some very serious technical situations there, and we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a wide swing this morning, very widespread, $38.70. But the low this morning, $1,539.50. And late last night, $1,578.20. So it's a big spread in there. But even so, take heart, little flock. Your gold is up $3,374.10 year to year at 30.72%. Right.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, May the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I'm sure everyone has sore feet from all their May Day marches, carrying your little red flags all over. Yeah, singing that Internationale. Yeah, baby. Anyway, we're back once again. Let's go to our market report and close this out, put it behind us for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Really a lot of action happening in the gold and silver market over the weekend. I hope you availed yourself of the various pundits out there and watched that. Quite an extravaganza, let's put it that way. Gold down $12.20 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago at $1,553.50 an ounce. Silver off $2.68 at $45.26. Platinum off 13 bucks at $18.60 and palladium down $3 at $786 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, bank holiday in Asia and Europe, I guess it is. So there's no gold fix this morning. SPDR gold shares continue to show no change at 1,229.64 metric tons. Valued on these spot prices at $60.7 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 47, charting some pretty high gains here at 12,811. The NASDAQ closed up at 1 at 28.74, and the S&P 500 was up 3, closing at 13.64. Crude oil this morning off $1.46, not enough to give us any real relief, but a nice downward move there at $112.47 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning off another 4 basis points at 73.01. heading into the 72 territory, perhaps sometimes today. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates where we find the Canadian loonie. Basically, across the board, everything down except the euro. The Canadian loonie off 41 basis points at $1.05 U.S. The Mexican peso off 17 basis points at 9 cents U.S. The euro up 28 basis points at $1.48. The British pound off 9 basis points at $1.67. And the Swiss franc off 12 basis points, trading and exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.15. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2 year is at 0.62%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.30%, and the 30-year at 4.40. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.06% a month ago to 3.92% as they try and entice young buyers into the marketplace again with those low interest rates. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.85 to 4.70. The prime rate stands at 3.25%. And the gold and silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 34.32 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Market report from Econo Day, not much happening today. The ISM Manufacturing Index will be out during the broadcast. Construction spending as well. We might come back and touch base with that tomorrow. Motor vehicle sales will be out early. The Goldman store sales will be out. Redbook will be out. Factory orders. The big news, of course, will be on Thursday when we get the jobless claims again. But let's go into a little bit of what's going down in the silver market. Everybody's talking about it. We might as well do so here. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup, COMEX gold weaker, silver sharply lower as risk premium temporarily recedes. I don't know whether Jim Wyckoff has got the right material here or not, but we'll share a little bit of it. COMEX gold futures are trading lower on Monday morning after hitting another new all-time record high of $1,577.40. Basis June futures and overnight trading, COMEX silver prices traded sharply lower, but were well up from early Sunday evening lows that saw prices trading down around $6 an ounce. A steady U.S. dollar index and lower crude prices, along with the U.S. elimination of the world's number one terrorist, they say here. Right, I'll pass on that. Are all bearish factors for the precious metal market this morning. Trading is lighter Monday as many Asian and European markets were closed for a holiday. June gold last traded down $3.50 at $15.53. Spot gold last traded down at $13.70 an ounce. The big news, we'll skip the big news. It's not much big news. I'll come back to that later. There's been speculation that the huge drop in silver prices that occurred early Sunday evening was due in part to the news. No, I don't want to go with all that crap. Come on, Jim, get wise here. Let's just drop that article. If he's going to go into that garbage pit, I don't need it. J.P. Morgan et al. Now, this is rather interesting. Ed Steers, Gold and Silver Daily. Ed Steers, Gold and Silver Daily. You can find this at caseyresearch.com/GSD/home. Again, that's caseyresearch.com. J.P. Morgan et al. Rush to cover silver short positions. Is a silver price explosion imminent? All right? This is an important article. All right, here we go. What a day it was on Friday. Gold did virtually nothing all through the Far East trading, but began to develop a positive bias starting at 10 o'clock a.m. local time in London, which was 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern. This bias gained more traction the moment that the London p.m. fix was in at 10 o'clock in New York. Then at 12 noon, the gold rally really picked up steam with the high of the day at $1,570.60. coming about 2:40 p.m. in electronic trading, before getting sold off a hair going into the 5:15 p.m. New York close. Volume was not overly heavy, and I'm hoping that some of Friday's price action was short covering. All right, now this is important. Silver's price action, up until the COMEX open in New York, was the same as gold. From there, everything changed. Now, you know, if you've been listening to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, reading that, you notice that J.P. Morgan is in deep trouble. Some of the other big four are as well. They got shorts hanging out all over the place in silver to the tune of billions and billions. Well, we might be seeing some action here. From there, again, the author writes, everything changed. I was as surprised as you were that silver's price action did not mirror gold. In other words, they were both going up. Or the other two precious metals. I would give a day's pay to see who went long and who went short during Friday's New York trading session, as I'm sure it would be an education, and I would also bet serious coin that J.P. Morgan was at the center of it. and Ted Butler thinks so as well. And we'll get to Ted's letter in a moment. But whatever happened, I'm not the slightest bit worried about it, as you will find out further down in this column when I discuss Friday's commitment of Traders Report, and I hope you were out there buying this dip. I was, and that's a good advice. Buy on the dips and hang in there. Buy long, stay long. The dollar didn't do much of anything on Friday. It opened a hair over 73.10, dipped about 15 basis points below 73, and then rallied into the close of the New York trading day a hair above 73. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. The gold shares didn't do a lot Monday in morning trading in New York because the gold prices at that point was basically unchanged from Thursday's close. But the rally began at noon, changed all that. The stocks did just okay following the gold price rally pretty much tick for tick, but it was rather subdued. You'd never know that gold set a new record high price yesterday as the Huey finished the Friday trading session up only 1.64%. Silver was the only one of the four precious metals to do poorly, and that's only because the bullion banks were fooling with the silver market again yesterday, as they've been doing for the last couple of weeks. Gold was up 1.9%, platinum up 2.2%, palladium was up 2.20%, and silver was sucking wind down 1.1%. With the odd exception, the silver shares stunk up the place again yesterday. This isn't entirely surprising, considering the silver price action versus the gold price action. It was another day of weak hands selling into strong hands, and then it continues. But we'll come back with that and a little bit more on the silver, and then we'll go on to some of the other news.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, we had quite the weekend for cover-ups and big stories, so let's continue along with this one because I think it's one of the more important stories going down here. But as it turned out, again, those numbers in the previous paragraph were the deliveries on the first day notice. This was another shocker. The gold number is no surprise because May is not a traditional delivery month in gold, but it is for silver, and only 6 silver contracts were posted for delivery. This is how the March delivery month in silver started out. Normally, there's a big rush to deliver in the first 2 or 3 days of the delivery month because there's no benefit to the shorts to hold back on deliveries to the long. This is the second delivery month in a row that this has happened in silver. What it means is not known to us at the moment, but it is highly unusual and as far from the normal as you can get. The CME daily delivery report posted on Friday evening showed that 1 gold along with 4 silver contracts were posted for delivery on Tuesday, and that's the point where I found out that Thursday evening's delivery report was the first day notice report. So in 2 delivery reports for May, contract in silver, a grand total of 10 silver contracts have been posted for delivery out of the 1,502 that the CME's preliminary reports still show for May. Let me tell you, folks, if J.P. Morgan is called on to deliver all of the gold that they're short, silver that they're shorted, things are going upside down, and it's going upside down in a hurry. The U.S. Mint had a sales report yesterday and probably the last one of the month, although they might have a final update on May. Their report yesterday showed that they sold another 1,500 ounces of gold eagles, 500 ounces of 1 ounce 24-karat gold buffaloes, and no more silver eagles. The total sales figure for the month, subject to revision on Monday, stands at 108,000 ounces of gold eagles, 20,500 1 ounces of gold buffaloes, and 2,819,000 silver eagles. That's a gob and a bunch. The COMEX approved depository showed that they received no silver on Thursday and shipped 121,147 troy ounces of the stuff out the door. The link to the action is here and so on and so forth. In silver, the commercial net short position shrank by a whopping 10,158 contracts, 50.8 million ounces, possibly the biggest one-week decline in the open interest in silver ever. Ted Butler, that is, says it was mostly the 4 or less traders, read J.P. Morgan, the author writes, and the Raptors, the 8 or more small traders in the commercial category that were covering short positions and or going long. The commercial shorts net position in silver is now down to 212.7 million ounces, down the above 50.8 million. You get the idea? You see here, these numbers that we're talking about here? Rather large numbers. Let's see if I can pick this one up over here at a Max Kaiser report that I wanted to get to, but let's go here instead. Here's an open letter. Ted Butler. All right. The Ponzi scheme, this is the intro to it. Ted Butler raises an interesting point about the large short interest in the SLV. That's the State Street Global Advisors. Barclays Capital. What is it? Anyway, it's Rothschilds in the short in the SLV. I think his faith in the custodians, the exchange-traded funds, and in the past the CFTC and the SEC to do the right thing is probably misplaced. So far, they've done nothing but extend and pretend. The shorts are impaled and their schemes are unraveling across a broad set of dollar-denominated assets. This is not the time when I would expect honest disclosures, but even more cover-ups, deceptions, market manipulations, propaganda, distractions, intervention, and misdirection. The Ponzi scheme that is the U.S. financial system is going down slowly but surely. It will find its level, but where that is, no one can say. Its downfall will come with hysteria and disbelief and denial to the very end. Well, here's the letter, April 28th. Mr. Lawrence D. Fix, chairman and CEO of BlackRock, reads this way. Dear Mr. Fink, I'm writing to alert you to a possible circumstance of fraud and manipulation in your popular ETF, SLV, due to the excessive short selling of its shares. Current reports indicate the most recent level of total short sales now exceed 36 million shares. This is an increase of more than 14 million shares from the previous reported amount. Each share of the SLV requires that 1 ounce of silver be held in the at the trust custodians, minus accumulated edge management fees. According to the prospectus, since short sellers of SLV shares do not deposit metal with the trust custodian, this means that the buyers of the more than 36 million shorted shares of SLV do not have metal backing, as required by the prospectus. It is my belief that many of the shares shorted have been shorted precisely because no physical silver was available to deposit. If I'm correct, this may constitute fraud and manipulation, and possibly on the part of authorized participants who make deposits and redemptions of metals in the trust. I am a silver analyst and a fan of SLV. I had raised this issue with the previous owner and the sponsor of the trust, Barclays Global Investors, but I never did receive a satisfactory answer from BGI about the shorted shares trust issue, although they did agree to list and publish their bar serial number and weights held in the trust after I publicly urged them to do so. I'm hopeful that BlackRock might be more responsible to this issue. Publicly traded ETFs that have a specific metal backing are highly unique securities. Perhaps a small short position may be overlooked on a temporary basis until the metal is deposited in the trust due to logistical considerations. But a short position that represents more than 10% of the outstanding shares issued means that many buyers of the shares have no metal backing. This is clearly not in keeping with the spirit of the prospectus that each share issued be backed by 1 ounce of silver on deposit with the custodian. I trust you'll look into and rectify this circumstance. Sincerely, Ted Butler, butlerresearch.com. Well, so that's some of what's going down in that area, and I think it's important to understand that not all things are as they appear, and certainly with the GLD and the SLV, they claim to be holding all of these tons, and I've been reporting all of last week, the SPDR gold shares has been holding at 1,229.64 metric tons for days now. No buying, no selling, and the prices are just rocketing up and down and up and down. Why is that? Do they not have any gold? Can they not cover? Well, there's a lot more to that. Here's a little bit more from Bloomberg. Silver plunges as much as 11% on investor sales as gold climbs to a record by Jason Scott. Silver for immediate delivery dropped as much as 11% to $42.68 an ounce before trading at $44.35 an ounce at 8:14 a.m. in Singapore. Gold climbed. We opened this morning in New Zealand, exceptionally well bid across the board. Jonathan Barrett, managing director at the Commodity Broking Services, PTY, said in a phone interview from Sydney, "We got a high in gold, and then we got massive sell orders in the spot market, and the price fell through. When futures opened, the markets fell again. Then those sort of moves may be an indicator of a key reversal, but it will also often take 2 or 3 weeks to unfold. Silver more than doubled in the past year and reached a record of $49.79 an ounce on April 25th, while gold increased 31%. And then it continues. But the idea here is that there's just a tremendous amount manipulation, market manipulation in these marketplaces. And as I said before, J.P. Morgan and some of the other big ones, Goldman Sachs, I mean, they're running so naked here, they're so short that, you know, if they were compelled to cover, they wouldn't be able to do it. And, of course, you can go and find out a lot more about that from people far more knowledgeable than I, Bob Chapman being just one, Max Kaiser being another, Ted Butler being a third. So there's more to that. Banks buying most treasuries in 9 months in a signal of a slowing recovery. U.S. banks are buying treasuries at the fastest pace in 9 months as lenders retreat to the safety of government debt, with the economy expanding slower than forecast on loan demand dormant. Commercial banks bought $65 billion of U.S. debt in the past 7 weeks as their total holdings reached $1.68 trillion, Federal Reserve data showed. The purchases were the most since $79.1 billion in the period ended July the 21st, just before the recovery began to falter and Fed Chairman Bernanke signaled policymakers.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if you want cover-ups, we can give you more cover-ups, but here's some more news, too. All right, so on the one hand, we've got what's going down in New York City with the gold and silver, especially J.P. Morgan Chase, the other big four there. But Libya, this by Ellen Brown, heard her interview last evening on another broadcast, very good broadcast, found the article, Libya, all about oil or central banking. Ellen Brown, many of you know who she is. You can find it at atimes.com, asiantimes.com. Several writers have noted the odd fact that the Libyan rebels took time out from their rebellion in March to create their own central bank. And this before they even had a government. Robert Wenzel wrote in the Economic Policy Journal, quote, I have never before heard of a central bank being created in just a matter of weeks out of a popular uprising. This suggests that we have a bit more than a ragtag bunch of rebels running around and that there are some pretty sophisticated influences. Alex Newman wrote in the New America, in a statement released last week, the rebels reported on the result of a meeting held on March the 19th. Among other things, the supposed ragtag revolutionaries announced the designation of the Central Bank of Benghazi as a monetary authority competent in monetary policies in Libya and the appointment of a governor to the Central Bank of Libya with a temporary headquarters in Benghazi. Newman quoted the CNBC senior editor John Carney, who asked, is this the first time a revolutionary group has created a central bank while it is still in the midst of fighting the entrenched political power? It certainly seems to indicate how extraordinarily powerful central bankers have become in our era. Another anomaly involves the official justification for taking up arms against Libya. Supposedly, it's about human rights violations, but the evidence is contradictory. According to an article on the Fox News website on February the 28th, quote, as the United Nations works feverishly to condemn the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for cracking down on protesters, the body's Human Rights Council is poised to adopt a report chock full of praise for Libya's human rights record. The review commends Libya for improving educational opportunities, for making human rights a priority, and for bettering its constitutional framework. Several countries, including Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and also Canada, give Libya positive marks for the legal protection afforded to its citizens, who are now revolting against the regime and facing bloody reprisal. Whatever might be said of Gaddafi's personal crimes, the Libyan people seem to be thriving. A delegation of medical professionals from Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus wrote in an appeal to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin that after becoming acquainted with the Libyan life, it was their view that in few nations did people live in such comfort. Gaddafi. Libyans are entitled to free treatment, their hospitals provide the best in the world of medical equipment. Education in Libya is free. Capable young people have the opportunity to study abroad at government expense. When marrying, young couples receive 60,000 Libyan dinars, about 50,000 U.S. dollars, of financial assistance. Non-interstate loans, as a practice, shows undated. Due to government subsidies, the price of cars is much lower than in Europe, and they are afforded for every family. Gasoline and bread cost a penny. No taxes for those who are engaged in agriculture. The Libyan people are quiet and peaceful and not inclined to drink and are very religious. Doesn't sound good, does it? They maintain that the international community had been misinformed about the struggle against the regime. Tell us, they said, who would not like such a regime? Even if that is just propaganda, there is no denying at least one very popular achievement of the Libyan government. It brought water to the desert by building the largest and the most expensive irrigation project in history, the $33 billion Great Man-Made River Project. Even more than oil, water is crucial to life in Libya. The GMMR provides 70% of the population with water for drinking and irrigation, pumping it from Libya's vast underground Nubian sandstone aquifer system in the south to populated coastal areas 4,000 kilometers to the north. The Libyan government has done at least some things right, Ellen writes. Another explanation for the assault on Libya is that it is all about oil. But that theory, too, is problematic, she writes. As noted in the National Journal, the country produces only about 2% of the world's oil. Saudi Arabia alone has enough spare capacity to make up for any lost production if Libyan oil were to disappear from the market. And if it's all about oil, why the rush to send up a new central bank? Another provocative bit of data circulating on the net is a 2007 Democracy Now! Interview of U.S. General Wesley Clark, retired. In it, he says that about 10 days after September the 11th, 2001, he was told by a general that the decision had been made to go to war with Iraq. Clark was surprised and asked why. I don't know, was the response. I guess they don't know what else to do. Later, the same general said they planned to take out 7 countries in 5 years. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and the Iran. Underline that, please. What do these 7 countries have in common? In the context of banking, one that sticks out is that none of them is listed among the 56 member banks of the Bank for International Settlements. That evidently puts them on the outside the long regulatory arm of the central banker's central bank in Switzerland. The most renegade of the lot could be Libya and Iraq, the two that have been actually attacked. Kenneth Shurtgen, writing on Examiner.com, noted that 6 months before the U.S. moved to take Iraq, to take down Saddam Hussein, the oil nation had made the move to accept euros instead of dollars for oil, and this became a threat to global dominance of the dollar as a reserve currency and its dominion as the petrodollar. Now, there's much more to this article by Ellen Brown. Very revealing article, however. Very revealing indeed. You can go up on thewhitehouse.gov if you want this morning. You can listen to the asinine remarks by the president on Osama bin Laden. I'll spare you. I won't play it on the air. But here's a little bit now. This is right out of the textual matter of the address that he gave. He says this, over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in the effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and we strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were part of the 9/11 plot. And the usurper's nose grows and grows. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda continued to operate from along the border and operate through its affiliates around the world. And so, shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta. Notice now, Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, has just been moved up. I think he's the Department of Defense chief now. To make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat this network. Then last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. I mean, this man is absolutely shameless. He is absolutely shameless. He lies like a rug. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to the ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside of Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action. This man don't have enough intelligence to tie his shoes, and authorize an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against the compound in Abbottabad. Abbott and Costello. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. Produce the body, Barry. Screw your birth certificate. Produce the body of Osama bin Laden with fresh flesh wounds. Produce it now, you bastard. For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and our allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda, yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. Well, I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't imagine the troops are going to be coming home anytime soon. But what was happening? What was really happening? What's this bin Laden cover-up all about? U.S. NATO aren't confirming the death of Gaddafi's youngest son. This by Timothy R. Homan, writing for Bloomberg. The U.S. and North Atlantic Treaty Organization declined to confirm that Muammar Gaddafi's youngest son, Saif al-Arab, and three grandchildren were killed in an Allied airstrike on a house in Tripoli.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So you would think with the precision of surgeons, you know, the United States could go in and get somebody that's been dead for years and years, but they don't seem to be able to pull off this stunt. Again, U.S. NATO aren't confirming the death of Gaddafi's youngest son. The U.S. and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization declined to confirm that the Muammar Gaddafi's youngest son, Saif al-Arab, and three grandchildren were killed in an airstrike on a house in Tripoli. An assertion made by a Libyan official earlier today. You ought to go up on Al Jazeera and see the scene of the crime. What a mess. Big missile still sitting inside the living room of this bombed out house. Wow. Quote, we do not have confirmation of his death, and I'm not sure exactly what the situation was. Senator John McCain of Arizona, ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said today on CBS Face the Nation program, the U.S. State Department referred to injury inquiries to NATO. All right? Go up on Al Jazeera and look at the inside, the bombed-out place here with the dust still settling. Yeah, fresh and hot. No confirmation from NATO. Chris Riley, a NATO spokesman in Brussels, said in an email, more than 2 months of clashes in Libya have killed thousands and helped push up oil prices more than 30%. So what's it going to be? Central banking and oil? A regime change. It's killed thousands, though. Much of the fighting is now centered on the rebel-held western port city of Misrata, where opposition forces last week pushed Gaddafi's loyalists out of the city center. Gaddafi troops are shelling civilian areas in the city and attempted to mine the harbor, according to NATO. Musa Ibrahim, a spokesman for the Libyan Foreign Ministry, said that Gaddafi and his wife were in Tripoli House during the strike and survived the attack that killed the leader's son and three grandchildren. Ibrahim said the attack was a direct operation to assassinate Gaddafi. Quote, we do not target individuals, close quote, said Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard. Oh, really? I thought you went out with the intention to kill Osama bin Laden. You can't get your story straight? Who commands the alliance's operation? sent a statement on NATO's website. An emailed statement sent by NATO today said the alliance, quote, continued its precision strikes against Gaddafi regime military installations in Tripoli overnight, including striking a known command and control building. Command and control building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ferrari sees. Saif al-Arab, who was born in 1982, is Gaddafi's least well-known son. German police once seized a Ferrari owned by Saif al-Arab, a student at the time, for violating noise restrictions, according to the Telegraph newspaper. He wasn't reported to have any public roles, unlike Saif al-Islam, 38, who has become a public face of the regime. Wow. They got a seized his Ferrari for violating noise restrictions. Wow. What a racket. Events in North Africa and the Middle East are contributing to the recent jump in oil prices. In the U.S., regular gasoline was $3.94 a gallon. I guess OPEC is winning this one. The highest since July of 2008, according to the AAA, we've seen a supply disruption as a result of Libya, which has helped feed a speculative bubble. Representative Chris Van Hollen, a Maryland Democrat, said today on CNN, State of the Union program, I guess he hasn't read the article you can find at the Asia Times, written by Ellen Brown. Unbelievable. Well, here's an interesting twist. The Air France crash investigators have recovered the black box from the seafloor. This by Lawrence Frost. We covered this when it was going down a while back. French air accident investigators are preparing to ship the black box flight data recorder from the 2009 Air France crash to their Paris laboratory with the aim of unlocking the mystery of the disaster that killed 228. And yet we still can't seem to find the black boxes from 9/11. Wow. France's BEA Air Accident Investigation Bureau has asked the Navy to transport the recorder to an unspecified port after its recovery yesterday from the bottom of the Atlantic. Agency spokeswoman Martine Del Bono said by telephone, quote, the black box will be escorted by a police officer and the chief investigator, Alain Boulard, Del Bono said. It may take a week to 10 days for the recorder to arrive at the BEA's headquarters north of Paris, she said. A robotic submarine found the bright orange steel-encased memory unit at a depth of 3,900 meters or 12,800 feet yesterday, a month after the Airbus SAS A-30's wreckage was located in a fourth search. BEA President Jean-Paul Troedek has said the recorder offers only the hope of a full account of the accident's causes, providing it withstood the impact and extended submersion in corrosive salt water as well as pressure. 12,800 feet down. They find that, but they couldn't bring around the black boxes at the World Trade Center site or in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The Airbus disappeared en route from Paris to Paris from Rio de Janeiro on June the 1st of 2009, leaving no survivors. While some fragments and bodies were recovered from the surface of the sea, most of the jet remained missing until this month. Incredible find. Absolutely incredible. 12,800 feet below sea level. Search continues. Investigators will not open the data memory unit to check its internal condition until it reaches the BEA headquarters at the French capital, Le Bourget, said. Le Bourget Airport, Del Bono said. The box can only be opened in a controlled laboratory condition, she said. Photos released by the BEA appeared to show the exterior of the cylinder to be intact. It certainly looks like the casing survived, but we can't speculate on the conditions of the recording media inside, said Bill Rivas, a spokesman for Honeywell International, the flight recorder's manufacturer. Well, the story continues. Rather interesting stuff. I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but it's out there. Easy money. If you short Obama's reelection contract in trade on this 20-point Osama rally, you're likely to make some money. They have a chart here, this off Max Kaiser's website. Site. It says, look how Obama's reelection odds exploded higher after the bin Laden news. That's right. People are putting bets on this one. Putting bets on it. How would you rank on? I don't know. I don't know. I lifted all of this stuff. Let's go another one. In the prediction market where people bet on various outcomes, the odds Obama is reelected exploded higher last night after the news of Osama bin Laden's capture and death. And then there's a lengthy story that runs with it. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty interesting stuff. Well, so much for the news. I'm going to go back in the second hour here, and we're going to go deeper into this hazard mitigation planning process and try and bring a little bit of sanity to all of this. But the enhanced 911 system that has spread all across the United States, FEMA, of course, behind that, Department of Homeland Security has invested in it heavily. This is a very interesting system. It creates the GIS-GPS global governance system. One of the reasons why you can use all these cellular telephones all across America is because there's been a massive drive to install these cell telephone towers, and they're interlocked, or, you know, intervisible. But on those cellular telephone towers, there's also the enhanced 911 radio system that's involved in this as well. It's a three-dimensional, 3D, in other words, northings, eastings, and elevation. It's a three-dimensional coordinate geometry system that has been built to go along with all of these Garmin GPS units that are coming out in the dashboard of all automobiles, in all of your cellular telephones, and all of those little iPod, chippy-tappy, plastic-crappy, track-and-trace devices that people are so fond of carrying with them wherever they go. It's another layer in the onion. It's part of a control grid. But Enhanced 911, certainly in the wake of the tornadoes in the south, and that's another story. I've yet to see any aerial photography. I've yet to see any satellite imagery that could confirm the claim that a one-mile-wide swath went in a straight line for 100 miles. If anybody knows of a link, I'd appreciate it. Send it to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'd certainly like to see it. But this whole idea of talking about hazard mitigation planning always seems to bite me in the butt. As soon as I start bringing it out, we get another man-made or natural disaster, and I have to kind of wonder sometimes why it happens. But anyway, we'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, May the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We'll come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, the first hour, quite a lot of news covered up in a hurry. Let's get it out there, let everybody know what I've got on my mind this morning. Anyway, not at all happy about what's going down in the Near and Middle East at all. But then back in looking at the, we went into a considerable discussion about silver this morning, J.P. Morgan Chase and the others, the SLV. Lots of action happening in there. The price of silver being driven down. It's still being driven down this morning. Gold, however, is going the other direction, and it's heading back towards 1570 again. So we'll see how that transpires. But there's a considerable amount of short positions in silver, especially from the big four, including J.P. Morgan Chase. And they're in the market. They're in the market big time, and they're pounding away as hard as they can. We'll see what happens. Silver, according to Kitco's website, off $1.03 at $46.91. And gold this morning right now is up now 20 cents at $15.65.90. $15.65.90. So we'll monitor that through the broadcast. But last week, started in on this discussion about FEMA and this hazard mitigation planning system, the planning process, but it's not limited just to natural and man-made disasters. It's part of an extensive advancement, a control grid, a planning system in tandem with the American Planning Association and the International Code Council to bring in comprehensive planning and zoning and building codes to transform our relationship with our property yet once again. And this has been coming on us and at us since the year 2000 and earlier, from the creation of the Agenda 21 out of Rio de Janeiro, which dates all the way back to the Club of Rome in the 70s. So this process has been coming on us and at us for a long, long time. It's gradualism, an old trick of the socialists as they walk around with their flags singing the Internationale over the weekend. Red flags unite. You just type that in. May Day celebration 2011. May Day celebrations 2011. You'll have more red flags than Stalin and Chairman Mao and all the rest of it. I can't believe these people out there. Even in this country, some of the more prominent talk radio hosts, even in the alternative, you know, championing this cause. I don't know. It's time for a checkup from the neck up, if you ask me. But nevertheless, some people research some things. Some people research others. But this Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, in the past, you're reading from a booklet. This is the State and Local Mitigation Planning How-To Guide called Getting Started. That's Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation Planning. All right. It says the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, in the past, federal legislation has provided funding for disaster relief, recovery, and some hazard mitigation planning. Now, of course, you can go up on whitehouse.gov and you can find out about the usurper's proclamations as regards to the tornado action in the South. And they're going to pony up some money, but as he's saying, they only have so much because we're broke. We're broke. We're up to our eyeballs. After all, we have military bases in 70 countries out of the 193 or however many there are. 700 and some plus military bases, and we got active wars going in many countries. Wow. But we don't have any money for America, so just, you know, take it in the shorts, America. Be neighborly, be humanitarian, help out your neighbors, right? Anyway, the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 is the latest legislation to improve this planning process and was put into motion in October the 10th of 2000, when the president signed the act. It's public law 106-390. When we come back, we're going to go into this detail by detail by detail so that you understand a little bit more about what's happening in your town.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. Even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, Ben, once again, back here on our Monday, May the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Folks, if you're not in the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room, you might want to drop in there. Lots of good material coming on you and at you. Lots of good researchers in there putting in very pertinent links to the stuff we're talking about. Well, here, let's go into this a little bit deeper now. We're talking about FEMA, getting started with hazard mitigation planning. The how-to guide covers the following topics: getting started with the mitigation planning process, including important considerations for how you can organize your efforts to develop an effective mitigation plan. That's FEMA 386-1. Identifying hazards and assessing losses to your community or state. That's FEMA 386-2. Setting mitigation priorities and goals for your community or state and writing the plan. See, it's all the plan. All right, it's all the plan, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Implementing the mitigation plan, including project funding, and maintaining a dynamic plan that changes to meet new developments. So as FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security come up with new ideas for combating terror, it's going to get implemented in a town near you. Once they take the money, they're in the pipeline. Evaluating potential mitigation measures through the use of benefit cost or cost-benefit analysis and other techniques. Incorporating special considerations into hazard mitigation planning for historic structures and cultural resources. Just be careful with those historic structures, folks. You never want to say that your property is historic. It might turn into a United Nations biodiversity area or something. Incorporating considerations for human-caused hazards into hazard mitigation planning. incorporating considerations for human-caused hazards. It's all your CAFOs and things like that. Excuse me. Your natural gas fracking wells. U.S. multi-jurisdictional approaches to mitigation planning. You've got to watch that multi-jurisdictional stuff. As agencies cross boundaries, county lines, state lines, etc., they develop these multi-jurisdictional, that's the United Nations and the federal government and your state emergency management agency and your county and your town, all crossing these boundaries and borders, all right? It's a world without borders. There is no sovereignty. Finding and securing technical and financial resources for mitigation planning, all right? That's FEMA's 386-9. So it's all based on international grants and aid. Federal, state, and county grants and aid. Why should you take the time to read these guides? It simply costs too much to address the effects of disasters only after they happen. So you've got something going down in the south, the tornado. You know, I don't want to sell that short at all. Horrible situation. But if you wait until after the fact, then things are much worse. Look at Katrina, for instance. There is a chain that is involved in this. It's basically exhausting the potential of each of the various jurisdictions. And so in Katrina, after they blew the levees and the Ninth Ward filled up with water, the area of New Orleans, they exhausted all of their resources, all of their funds. And so then they appeal to the parish, and in your area it might be a county. The county comes rushing in. They exhaust all of their funds. Then they make an appeal to the state. That's when you saw the National Guard coming in. The National Guard or the state exhausts all of their funds. Then they make an appeal to FEMA. And FEMA blocks all the relief. FEMA comes in. You see them on the scene. FEMA exhausts all of their capacity. Brown and the other guys, you know, they exhausted all of their abilities, all of their tools and all of their tricks. And then they appeal to the international community. And that's when you see the half-tracks coming in with Mexican soldiers. Continuing. So you can prevent a surprising amount of damage from hazards if you take the time to anticipate where and how they occur. Now, ask yourself, how would any of the people in Tuscaloosa be able to anticipate that they would have HAARP coming in on top of them, running 100 miles with a straight-line tornado sweeping a path 1 mile wide? Pretty hard to guess unless you happen to be betting on catastrophe bonds and you had an insider at HAARP to tell you where the next disaster was going to occur. You can lessen the impact and the speed, the response and recovery process for both natural and human-caused hazards. What about over in Fukushima and Daiichi and the other places in northern Japan? What are you going to do there? Because now you've got both natural and human-caused hazards laying on top of each other, overlaying. The most meaningful steps in avoiding the impacts, and by the way, you should really take a look at the Japan Postal Bank, Wow. The largest depositor bank in the world. What are we doing? Going around looking at every central bank in the on the planet that's not tied into BIS and destroying their countries? Adds a whole new wrinkle to the tsunami. The most meaningful steps in avoiding the impacts of hazards are taken at the state and local levels by officials and community members who have a personal stake, that would be stakeholders, in the outcome and or the ability to follow through on a sustained program of planning and implementation. So this is obtaining public buy-in. Once again, we talk about don't buy, but it's public buy-in. Don't allow your community to get dialogued into a consensus and buy in on the implementation of Agenda 21, ICLEI, or the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard planning system. The guide focuses on showing how mitigation planning can help your community become more sustainable, sustainable development, and disaster resistant, through selecting the most appropriate mitigation measures. What is mitigation anyway? FEMA defines it this way, mitigate, to cause to become less harsh or hostile, to make less severe or painful. As defined in DMA 2000, hazard mitigation is any sustained action taken to reduce or eliminate the long-term risk to life, human life and property from hazards. And then planning, it's the act or the process of making or carrying out plans, specifically the establishment of goals, policies, and procedures for a social or economic unit. Of course, don't ever mention goals to your county commissioners. They'll deny it. These aren't goals that are being set when they create a hazard mitigation plan. They'll deny it all the way to church. Continuing, these can be incorporated as an integral component of daily government business. And so you might wonder, why is it all the time that your county council, your town council, your city council, they always have some of these implementation strategies on their daily calendar? They're always making new applications for loans. You've got all of these various and sundry fire departments and first responders and your local police and your local sheriff's department, and they're all making applications, grant applications for loans from FEMA so they can get their FEMA fire trucks and they can get their breathing masks and their respirators and their see-through-the-wall cameras and their body armor and their semi-automatic rifles and their half-tracks and their Abrams tanks and all of that so they can be prepared in a disaster, right? It allows you to focus your efforts on the hazard areas most important to you by incorporating the concept of determining and setting priorities for mitigation planning efforts. Of course, now we're hearing all of you in the Middle States about the New Madrid Fault and all that, you know, and John Muir and his handy talkies and stuff like that. Can save you money by providing a forum for engaging in partnerships. This is public-private partnerships that could provide technical, financial, and or staff resources. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back once again and blowing through this guide here. There's a lot of material in this guide. There's no doubt about that. I want to walk through it step by step to give you an understanding of it. I've never been able to put this all out on the air. But when I did start bringing this to the people's attention years ago, it really caused quite the stir. When people started to realize the draconian nature of this system and all of its various and sundry parts and pieces, and then immediately started to recognize it being implemented in their town, the fur began to fly. All right? So let's just continue a little bit further. These guides provide a range of approaches to preparing a hazard mitigation plan. And then they use this term, all right? There is no one right planning process. Now, you've heard that probably before. You know, everybody can win. You know, the children are young people today. They're all encouraged, you know, get out there and play basketball, bounce the basketball. Everybody can play and everybody can win. And they say there's no one right planning process. However, there are certain central themes to planning, such as engaging citizens, developing goals and objectives, and monitoring progress. Select the approach that works best in your state or community. Now, I'm telling you, folks, when communities fail in this effort, when they fail in this one point right here, they open themselves up to an easy target, okay? Because they've been given the instructions and they've been given the money. And when they don't follow these steps, they can easily be defeated. Now let's go over here and jump up onto the phones and go to Jason calling in from Minnesota. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, Will. How are you doing?
Excellent. Yourself, sir?
Oh, not bad. We have locally we have an agenda tonight. One of the topics is whether or not we're going to join this joint operating fire district, and there's a interesting, they drafted an interesting contract that they want our township to sign off on. And that what essentially what they're going to be doing is creating collectively an entity called the Towns.
An entity called the Towns?
Yeah. So essentially what they're doing is taking a bunch of different townships and joining together the fire districts and creating this collective entity called the Towns. And it's just going through it and thinking about it and wondering if you've ever come across something like this.
Well, I've never heard of a, you know, such a handle as that, but the idea of you know, establishing either through a memorandum of understanding or entering into an association or a league where a multitude or several different cities, for instance, might come together and they would form a joint fire district or a joint fire hazard district or something like that, or a joint water district. That, you know, those sort of things are fairly commonplace, but I've never heard of it called as towns. Or, you know, I don't know whether they're how I would have to read the document to see how it's being used.
Okay. Yep. It's just the language in here is kind of interesting, you know, because they're creating a collective, and then they name the collective, they give it a name, and
there's going to be very likely,
and I'm just
very likely a corporation that's going to be formed under that. I would keep an eye on Manta.com, keep a check on your state attorney. Your state Secretary of State's office, and follow that, and I go to the meetings and ask them if they are going to come together and incorporate something called the Towns, and if so, who will be the agent for that, and get all the incorporation details. You might, again, go to your Secretary of State's office. I'm not familiar with Wisconsin, how they work it, but go up on that website and go to corporations, click on that, probably, and then from corporations, go to the founding documents or something along that line, charters of incorporation, and see how they're styled. And then with that, maybe you even burn out a sample or two for your use in a public meeting so that you can speak to it directly and where you found it on the state Secretary of State's website. But find out what they're going to do. Are they going to go ahead and form a corporation? If they are, is there going to be bylaws? When are their meetings going to be? So on and so forth. Who are the stockholders? Who are the investors in it? And so on.
Yeah, and that's what appears what this document is going to be creating. And then also it's going to be bringing the township basically under uniform municipal contracting law.
Well, that's red flag material to me, baby. That's the kind of stuff that be surprised how many people would want to turn out for that meeting if you bring it to the people's attention.
Yes. Well, this is just an exercise in becoming vocal local, and been quite interesting, and I encourage other people to get out and to get off their couch and go to the meetings, and then you'll find stuff like this.
Well, certainly, and if this is an opportunity where you could still block that before it happens, you know, so you have to do your research really carefully, talk with the various players if you can, and if this turns out to be an egregious attack on the people and their sovereignty and the sovereignty of towns, I would bring it to as many people's attention as I could, you know, immediately, and fill up whatever meeting room that they're going to have with as many informed people as possible, and get on the list to get a chance to speak. Get to 3 to 5 minutes and use every moment of it.
All right, well, got my work cut out for me.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks so very much.
Bye-bye.
For calling in, Jason. Yeah, it's 10K Puddles in the chat room, one of our constant contributors in the chat. Always good to get his calls. And your calls are welcome. It's 866-841-1065. You want to weigh in on this. You absolutely do need to pay attention to what's happening locally, and then take action right where you are. And don't wait until it's already passed. Don't wait until you read about it in the newspaper. By then, it's just too late. All right? Then, you know, it's so much more difficult to excise these things than it is to stop them before they get started. Don't wait until it metastasizes. But unfortunately for many, when you do start looking into what's happened to your towns, your cities, your counties, your states, you're looking in the rearview mirrors at things that have already happened, and you're only looking at it as a result of the symptoms and the victims of that disease. Finding that disease, isolating that disease, and then going about curing that disease is going to be a much greater challenge. But so many people do find that they have come into the party late. Now, going into the introduction, land use planning, building codes, the continuity of government, the reductions of liabilities, you wouldn't think that all of these things would be included in something being published by FEMA, but this is exactly the case. The first guide in the state and local mitigation planning how-to series discusses the activities and issues involved in initiating a hazard mitigation planning process. The topics covered here are presented within the context of the beginning phase of the mitigation planning process, although many of these activities will continue more or less behind the scenes throughout the process. So you're not going to see this stuff. You're going to have to be, you know, on your toes and watching as it comes down the pike so that you can be aware of how this is coming on you and at you. Therefore, the efforts you put into identifying and organizing your resources early, they say, will pay dividends later as you progress through some of the more challenging tasks of mitigation planning. And some of the most challenging tasks of mitigation planning in a become vocal local community, a place where people have already got their heads woke up, most of the challenging tasks is dealing with the public and the public's opposition to these programs. This how-to guide thus covers not only the first phase of the planning process, but also provides snapshots of later phases. You'll then be able to begin the planning process knowing ahead of time, of what types of resources you may need to call upon in the future. Lastly, but perhaps most importantly, elected officials, community staff, that'd be community staff, that'd be like community organizers like Barry the Usurper, citizens, what kind of a classification that is, and businesses will benefit from the knowledge, organization, positive attitude, and energy that you and your team demonstrate. So that's what they're going to put out front. when you intersect with them at your first go-around, you're going to look at their knowledge, their organization, their attitude and energy, and you're under defeat. Right.
Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing along in our discussion here once again of this FEMA's mitigation planning program. This is the guide that's put out by FEMA, by the way. And it's used by your cities, your towns, your counties, and your states to advance hazard mitigation planning right where you are. Communities that already participate in other FEMA programs, such as the Community Rating System, the Flood Mitigation Assistance Program, and Hazard Mitigation Grant Programs, but are interested in updating their current plans to account for this additional hazards and current regulations, should skim through this guide to verify that they have a good framework in place for their potentially multi-hazard planning effort before starting the hazard identification and risk assessment work discussed in the second how-to guide, Understanding Your Risks. And then it continues. You should also check with the State Hazard Mitigation Officer, that would be your SHMO, for any additional planning requirements must be met within your particular state or region. So this little guide just provides you with all kinds of links where you can go and verify and confirm for yourself that this is already in your town, in your city, in your county, and in your state. and it's not being used in your best interest. It's being used against you as a weapon. It's a tool. Using a planning approach in hazard mitigation. Hazard mitigation is an action, is any action that reduces the effects of future disasters. It's been demonstrated time after time that hazard mitigation is most effective when based on an inclusive, comprehensive, long-term plan that is developed before a disaster actually occurs. Okay, once again, inclusive, watch that one, comprehensive, long-term plan. And these things are something else once you get into it. However, in the past, many communities have undertaken mitigation actions with good intentions, but with little advance planning. In some of these cases, decisions have been made on the fly in the wake of a disaster. All right, now we're pointing back to Katrina. In other cases, and of course this was published well before Katrina happened, Katrina was just a test case. It was a see, look, do this or else. Warning to all of the governors and all of the states, all of their management agencies, all of the city administrations and officials. It was a warning. It was a shot fired across their bows. If you don't get on board with hazard mitigation planning, this might happen to you. Believe it. It's a fact. In other cases, decisions may have been made in advance, but without careful consideration of all options, effects, and or contributing factors. The results have been mixed at best, leading to the less than optimal use of limited resources. And then it goes along, and they have sidebars throughout this little document. All right? And they talk about phases of emergency management in a sidebar to better structure the way in which communities in the United States respond to disasters. The four phases of emergency management were introduced in the early 1980s after the similarities between natural disasters preparedness and civil defense came clear. Now, if you go back and you look at FEMA and take a examine its pedigree, you'll see that FEMA came out of the civil defense. It's out of the Cold War, all right? And then once the Ruskies were no longer a threat, they had to, you know, FEMA is one of those interesting agencies. I don't know whether you've ever looked into it. Some people call it the shadow government. But basically, whenever some other federal agency loses its funding, falls out of favor, they don't go away. These are corporations. Corporations never die. They live forever. They're immutable. We've gone through all of that. So they go, oftentimes go under the umbrella of FEMA. And so, you know, the people move over under the FEMA headline and they change all their business cards. You thought that it went away, but it didn't. It's just laying back there. It's like a terminate and stay resident software on your computer. Mitigation. Mitigation is defined as any sustained action taken to reduce or eliminate long-term risk to property from a hazard event. Mitigation, also known as prevention, encourages long-term reduction of hazard vulnerabilities. The goal of mitigation is to save lives and reduce property damage. Actually, the goal of mitigation is to eliminate the possibility for repetitive loss claims. Ask Travelers Insurance or any of the others that finance and lobby for the advancement of hazard mitigation planning. This, in turn, can reduce the enormous cost of disasters to property owners. Who are the property owners? Why, the states, of course, not you. Right. This, in turn, can reduce the enormous cost of disasters to property owners and all levels of government. In addition, mitigation can protect critical community facilities like the Fukushima TEPCO Daiichi nuclear reactor. Right. Reduce exposure to liability. There's that repetitive loss claim thing. And minimize community disruption. You've got to have continuity of government, folks. Examples include land use planning, adoption of building codes, and the elevation of homes, and or acquisition and relocation of homes away from floodplains. Wait a minute. I heard a story over the weekend. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. Aren't they going to blow the levees and flood the farmlands along the Mississippi Valley? Are we going to have to elevate these homes? Are we going to have to relocate these homes away from the floodplains? Uh-oh. Look out. Adoption of building codes, land use planning, comprehensive land use planning, preparedness. Preparedness includes plans and preparations made to save lives and property and to facilitate response operations. How does that save lives and property work out for the people in the Ninth Ward? Responses include actions taken to provide emergency assistance, save lives, minimize property damage, and speed recovery immediately following a disaster. Let's see how speedy the recovery is following a disaster down in Tuscaloosa and other places in that 100-mile-long, 1-mile-wide swath. Tornado damage, like a Vegemite, went through there. Recovery includes actions taken to return to a normal or improved operating condition following a disaster. And it continues. Getting started, building support for mitigation planning, so on and so forth. Let's go on. What is planning, by the way? What is planning? Right over the guide, here it is. It's important to have a good understanding of what is meant by planning, quote-unquote planning, in this context. As a general practice, remember we read right from the American Planning Association's manual on building safe communities. As a general practice, planning is a way that people figure out how to accomplish a goal or solve a problem. Planning. Solve a goal. Of course, you don't ever want to use the word goal in public. They'll deny it, that they have goals. The methods for planning are quite varied based on what people are trying to do. The following example of planning in your personal life can be used to understand the different approaches to planning, including mitigation planning. And then they give you this simpleton's example. Sometimes people plan as they go, literally making it up along the way. Of course, a lot of people follow that program. We encourage you not to do that here on Become Vocal Local. We need to very carefully research our past to find out where we've been. Then we need to look into the future to see where we're going out of tyranny and despotic control and into greater and greater measures of freedom always. Freedom does seem to be the answer for most questions. But anyway, and then we find ourselves in the future, always in the present, always falling forward into the future. But sometimes, again, people plan as they go, literally making it up along the way. That's kind of what Barry the Usurper is doing. For example, if you decide to take a weekend drive in the country with your family, the plan simply consists of deciding when to leave the house and the general direction you'll take to get out of town. As you travel the roadways, your family makes decisions about where to stop, where to turn, when to head back home, etc. The plan continues to be developed as it occurs. This type of planning is fine when the desired result is simply to have an experience without a lot of specific expectations. But when there is a more specific goal in mind, a more thoughtful planning approach is required. For example, this time, your family needs to visit relatives in a distant city. You research and evaluate your options for traveling, weighing the cost of various transportation, and it just goes on. You can understand the drift. There's a time to plan. And then there's a time to react. And unfortunately, we seem to be on the reaction thing. We don't seem to be on the planned action side. We seem to be on the reaction. We continue to react to this death of 1,000 cuts that visited on us every day in the news basket. When the ultimate goal is more complex, the planning process required to reach a successful result must account for more issues and take a little more effort. And then it just falls down, in doing so, you will have embarked on a long-term planning process that has an overarching mission. Have you ever noticed these days everybody's got a mission statement posted on their websites? A mission, an overarching mission. Well, that's military terminology, by the way. In this example, attaining financial security, but also allows for flexibility regarding specific actions to be taken as the plan develops. Two, it accounts for the interactions of a number of dynamic factors that might influence your decision-making. Dynamic, as opposed to static. That goes back into become, becoming. Okay. It does not have a finite lifespan. Right? There are no absolutes in a moralistic and relativistic world. The August Comte, the post-sociological takedown of the nations. There is nothing absolute. Everything is relative. And so they never have a finite lifespan. This is corporate thinking at its finest. We talked about that yesterday with the life of the, or Friday with the life of the king.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're back again, and we're looking at a specific document, the State and Local Mitigation Planning How-To Guide Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation, put out by FEMA, version 1, September 2002. You can find it on the Internet. We've had links dropped in as we go along through the broadcast. But what we're looking at here is something that really is important for you to know and to understand and to be able to recognize it in your community, right where you live, in your cities, in your towns, and in your county, in your state. This does impact your life. It's operating in the background. It's like a drone, you know, the drone string on a, what is it, a dulcimer or a banjo? It's like a drone going on in the background. It's happening all the time. It never stops. It's always being advanced. And it's in tandem with the implementation of Agenda 21 and ICLEI and other things right in your community. So we're going to continue. I've never had the opportunity to just actually walk through this booklet before on air, but we're going to go through considerable of it until I think we've just exhausted your patience. But I'm going to try to get as much of this out as I can, all right, in the next couple of days, most of the week. So let's drop down a little bit further here. And it says, why follow a planning process? And this is the mindset of what's going on down at these meetings that you're not attending. All right? I told you about how these change agents, these bronze men and bronze women, you know, they always have this, you know, like sprayed on tan and the brilliant white bleached teeth, dressed in casual, social casual business attire, and they come in, they dialogue your community leaders to consensus, and they get them to sign up for these grants and aid. Of course, as soon as they do, every time you reach your hands out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are clamped on. And that's what this is all about. It's the continuity of government, and it's blurring the boundaries between international, national, or I could say federal, and state and county governments, and city governments, municipal governments. Why follow a planning process? The planning process is as important as the plan itself. A thorough planning process can help your community or state. So so far they've spent pages and pages here getting people to, number one, think that they really need to do this, they really have to follow a plan, and then to paint the picture that maybe this is more complicated than they could understand, wouldn't be able to do it themselves, and so they want to rely upon their regional council of government to supply technical assistance, perhaps write this plan for us. We can't write this plan, it's far too complex. Won't you write it for us? And they will. They'd be glad to do so. Actually, it's just like going to a lawyer. All they do is they go up on LexisNexis and go to the forms file, open up the forms, and then they fill in all the pertinent blanks. And writing one of these hazard mitigation plans is not much dissimilar to that. You can go up and get all your information off the demographics, your census, and so on and so forth. It's a cut, copy, and paste affair, and then they charge you, the locals, thousands for having written it. Of course, not every county falls for that bait, and some will actually take that job on their own. That doesn't guarantee an outcome. It just guarantees that it's going to take longer. The planning process, again, is as important as the plan itself. A thorough planning process can help your community or state, one, create a vision. Haven't you heard of that before? Visioning meetings, visioning sessions. Create a vision of what it wants to become in the future. Visualizations. See the big picture of how the economy, the environment, and the people will change. All right? Involve as many people, local organizations, and businesses as possible. These are all the stakeholders, the actors and the stakeholders. Find out how much time, money, and other resources are necessary to create positive change. Positive change, that's law, by the way. Change, that's legal positivism. Regularly evaluate the success of the plan in achieving your goals. In other words, you know what you're going to expect. You expect this plan to be implemented, and then you're going to inspect to make sure you got what you expect. Regularly evaluate the success of the plan in achieving your goals and update the plan as needed to account for new information, changes in community goals, or new laws and regulations. So it's always in a state of flux. That's kind of like the tax law. You make plans today based upon the tax law as it was when you made those investments, and then only to discover later that the tax laws have changed and your investment strategy is now in the garbage can. Develop connections with organizations and institutions that will sustain, this is about the sixth time they've used that word, that's why I don't like to use it, sustain your planning outcomes. And then it continues. So let's jump over. Here's another one. Let's go back and close this out. In general, the amount of effort that the citizens put into the planning often reflects the significance of the problems to members of the community. However, since many citizens are not even aware that vulnerability to hazards may be an issue with their community, hazard mitigation is often hindered by a lack of understanding of the hazards and the risks that effective solutions to these are available. Right? Lack of readiness to begin or to invest in the process due to this lack of understanding, and three, difficulty of obtaining resources to undertake a planning process. Well, FEMA's got that all covered for you. But one thing that you can be sure of, if you'll look in your newspapers, every time you get a heavy rain, every time there's an early frost, every time there's a sudden snowstorm, any time there's a thunderstorm, it's really an electrical event, you know, lightning. Thunder doesn't ever get produced without lightning. But any time those sorts of things happen, it'll always be front page news. Why? Because they're advancing and reinforcing the community's commitment to hazard mitigation planning. Has to be that way, it is that way, and it'll stay that way for a long time. Elected officials have to balance many competing interests. Their efforts and resources are often consumed by what are considered more immediate concerns, e.g. finding a solution to contested roadways. Well, don't worry, we have the answer for that. Fluctuating economic conditions, don't worry, we've got that handled. Overcrowding in schools, don't worry, we got that one handled. It is difficult sometimes to dictate the limited resources of a community towards dealing with a problem such as hazard risk reduction. We got a solution for that, too. It's called grants and aid. Especially when the problem may be difficult to recognize on a daily basis. All right? I mean, let's face it. You don't have cats and dogs falling out of the sky every day. Sidewalks aren't opening up in front of you every day as a New Madrid fault opens and closes. And so you've got to dialogue people into consensus. You have to build the visual pictures. You have to build the understanding of the hazards and the risks in front of people before they'll embark on this kind of a journey. When communities or states have not experienced significant disasters within recent memory, the true magnitude of the problem may not be recognized. But don't worry. They got the harp playing 24/7 these days. They've gone to the back of the book and they're implementing everything that, you know, short of Armageddon, and Armageddon is coming, right? They're throwing it all at you. Even if the basic threats are generally known, the descriptions often used to characterize the magnitude of events can mislead the public so as to the inherent risk. For example, a 100-year flood can sound like something you don't have to worry about in the short term, but in reality, it can strike at any time. And it can. And those 100-year floods do, right? Sure they can. It's because they were told you so. A 100-year storm. If communities do not believe that they are at risk from potential hazards, efforts to initiate citizen involvement and partnerships may be for naught. Many residents assume that current building codes, zoning regulations, subdivision review processes, and/or permitting will adequately protect them. But this is not always the case. Education is a key part of the planning process, and overcoming a lack of awareness should be an integral part of the planning process. We're starting to get an idea of how big this really is, how broad, sweeping it is, how it reaches into your home, how it impacts your relationship with your property and with your family and with your neighborhood and your community or environment, your towns, your cities, and your state. It's statewide. You might want to jump up on the internet and find your state emergency management agency and look in the state emergency management agency's website and look at implementation of enhanced 911 in your state. How many counties in your state have a hazard mitigation planning system? How many of the major cities and even smaller cities already have an established hazard mitigation planning system? How many of them have enhanced 911? It's not the same as the old-fashioned 911. It's enhanced, baby. It's enhanced. A community self-assessment tool is provided in step one of this guide to determine what issues may need to be tackled before any significant efforts in planning are initiated. In other words, the guide is going to help the facilitators to dialogue the actors and stakeholders in your town into accepting this agenda. And once they begin and embark, it starts with something simple, like a motion. Mr. Chairman, Madam Chair, I move that we accept hazard mitigation. From that point forward, folks, it's a downhill slide. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.